Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, I will share with you 5 tips. The first tip, inshallah, which I want to concentrate on is that of correcting your intention. We should all know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that all actions in Islam are based upon the intention behind them. The intention is the driving force, and hence all rewards are in accordance with our intentions. The more sincere our intention is of doing the deed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the maximum the reward will be. And the less sincere our intention is behind doing a certain deed, then the less our reward will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first and foremost, we need to make sure that our fasting, our prayers, our kindness to others, whatever the deed may be, our charity, everything, the intention behind it, we have to purify. We have to make sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very important in order to maximize our rewards outside of Ramadan, not only in the month of Ramadan. The second tip which I wanted to mention today, inshallah, is that we must build our fasting upon the 5 daily prayers. This is of paramount importance, that our fasting and all our deeds for that matter are built upon the 5 daily salawat, the 5 daily prayers. Sometimes we are confused, or by ignorance we fast but we don't pray. We see many people do this. This by Allah is a huge mistake. Now, we fast but we don't pray. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know, has told us that Islam is to be built upon 5 pillars. And from these 5 pillars is the prayer. And fasting, although it is also from these 5 pillars, is mentioned in the hadith after salah. After the testimony of faith, which is the first pillar, salah is mentioned. And that's how we should fulfill these obligations, in the very manner that they are mentioned. So let us not be deceived into fasting or doing any other acts of deed, yet not praying our 5 daily salawat. Rather, our 5 daily salawat should be the basis. The rest of our deeds should be built upon these 5 daily prayers. Tip number 3. This month of Ramadan, among the early generations, was also referred to as the month of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned that the significance of this blessed month is that the Quran was revealed in this blessed month. So this month we should build a strong connection with the Quran. We should recite the Quran as much as possible, more than we usually do so, more than we do outside of the month of Ramadan. Now this connection with the Quran we should build according to our ability and according to our strengths. If we are fluent and able to recite the Quran easily, then we should increase in our recitation. Although we should increase in our recitation, at the same time, if we are not fluent in Arabic language or we don't understand the Arabic language like many of us don't, then we should also pay attention to the meanings and the translations of the Quran also. If we are not able to read the Quran, as is the case with many a people, or if we struggle with the recitation of the Quran, and let us spend time learning the Quran. If you are not able to recite the Quran fluently, yet you are trying in this blessed month to learn the Quran, that is equally important. Then that is you exhausting your ability and potential and doing as much as you can. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, fear Allah as much as you are able to. So it's important that in some way, in one way or another, according to our strengths, our abilities, we should build a relationship with the Quran and devote time in this blessed month to the Quran itself. Tip number 4, the Taraweeh prayer, the night prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that whoever prays the night prayer, whoever prays Qiyam, then all his sins will be forgiven in this month of Ramadan. And the scholars of Islam mention that this hadith is fulfilled if the person prays the Taraweeh prayer with his imam and finishes when the imam finishes. So it's very important that once we are trying to utilize this blessed month of Ramadan, this month of forgiveness, that we take this opportunity and we are not slack in attending in the masjid with the jama'ah the Taraweeh prayer. And tip number 5, and a very important tip, is that we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, we increase in our dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept what we have done of worship in this blessed month. We repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sins that we have committed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast upon His religion. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned specific times. Now some of the times, just to mention briefly, are for example after the fard prayers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that the most closest a slave is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the position of sujood. So when we are in sujood, let us increase our sujood and let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time. Also, another time for acceptance of the dua is between the adhan and the iqama when we are in the masjid. So let us utilize this time also. Furthermore, the last part of the night. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that Allah descends in the last part of the night and asks, who is there who calls upon me? Who is asking, seeking my forgiveness so that I shall forgive him? So let us increase in making dua in the last portion of the night before we take our suhoor. All in all, the month of Ramadan, we need to make sure that we utilize this month in a comprehensive manner. And beyond Eid, we have truly improved ourselves. We have changed ourselves, and the bare minimum that we come out with is that we fulfill our obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the blessed month of Ramadan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.